our podcast. I mean, you only get half the element when you just hear our voices. Oh my God. Now you can see our faces and hear the laughter live. We don't even know if this is going live right now because neither of us use Facebook Live.
I don't even have Facebook. So now this one's making me go to the other extreme of Facebook Live. I'm freaking out. So you're going to have to moderate this.
Alrighty. Oh, wait. Wait, someone just told us they don't see anything live. Oh, wait, but I see a one. So we have a Katie, tester audience.
Katie, are you audience. There? Katie, are you there? Oh, who's there? Type your name. Can you message this thing? Like, if it's live? I think you can. Oh, there's Katie. She sees us.
Oh, she sees us. Oh, man. Then you can't even edit this. We're such dorks. You know, you think anyone is like, you look at social media influencers, and I feel like you're like, I can do that.
Too much work.
It is.
Too much work. But now we have a recording, so if I die... We had this to keep.
Do we really want our future children seeing this?
Yes, because we were cool for like 2 seconds.
You know what? I thought, so this could be an off-the-cuff topic. Okay. I thought we were really cool. I was talking to my brother, my younger brother the other day, and he said, oh, in college, I thought you guys were so cool.
Really?
Oh,
Wait, was I included in that?
Yes, you were included. He said, oh, I thought like you and Jahari were so cool, living far away, having your own college dorm. And then he said, I realized y'all were just nerds later on.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, he's just a hater.
These nerds turned out pretty good.
I feel like.
I think we're doing okay.
We do. I think so. All right. So I'm here visiting Jotty for the weekend in The Rock, the ROC. It's been great. I must say I'm pleasantly surprised by Rochester. First off, I was kind of like, what does an upstate New York have to offer?
Other than Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls. Sorry if anyone's from Niagara Falls. I'm not a big nature
person.
Still
devastated as that.
It's water. It's like a bunch of water in one place. I'll just turn on a faucet and watch water fall. Like, I don't know. It's not that big of a deal.
It's a big deal. Okay.
I'll tell your boo to propose to you at Niagara Falls.
No, I do not want to be proposed to at Niagara Falls. That's documented. Please, no.
Why not? You don't think that'd be a nice proposal?
Nah. It is kind of ugly. Other than the falls, it's just not very, like, romantic.
Okay, what would be your idea of a romantic
proposal? Oh, we're getting right into the deep stuff. romantic proposal. I don't know. Something really intimate.
Okay.
Probably because of my past experience. So, I'm going to go the other way. Something very intimate. I don't know. Just, like, and I want to be surprised.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Now, intimate. Does that mean no one else can be there? Like, can I be there? Can I see it?
I'm going to say it's just going to be the two of us.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to witness it?
No.
Okay. All right. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, I tried that once. Did not work out. So. Okay.
That's fair.
The next topic.
That's fair. All right. That takes a lot of, like, courage. I say if someone does a, like, public proposal and they haven't discussed about it.
Oh, yeah. That's just stupid.
And it's not fair to the person being asked. Because now it's like you're forced to almost say yes because you don't want them to look like, you know.
I agree. I probably would like a photographer there so they could capture the moment and then we could share it with other people.
So you're gonna
like hidden. But like hidden.
So like, your best friend of 20 years cannot be at the proposal.
You know what?
But a photographer.
Start taking photography lessons.
Oh,
and then you can be the photographer.
All right. I might get so caught up in the moment and then I would miss it.
Oh my God.
And then you'd kill me.
Well, we'll see if it happens.
But before we get to, all right, the proposal. So our first official topic is, you know, you got to go on some dates first. And so, you know, there's been some question about what exactly constitute a date. I'm married, so I don't know if I'm out of touch or not.
I don't know. I haven't been on a date in a long time. But apparently there's like a system or there's like something that basically indicates it's a date versus, I guess, meeting up. I don't really know what this generation does. But I think it's also part of the fact that, like, you're talking so much either through text messaging or, like, Instagram or Facebook, and you're already kind of getting to know that person before. And then meeting up, to me, I think is kind of a date. Like, the act of doing an activity with someone is a date. But I don't know what point it turns. I don't know if it's, like, a guy asking a girl a dinner that is a date. I don't know. What do you think?
All right. For me, I think a date has to be you both go into it, like, knowing that we're getting together to, like, learn more about each other. And so if there's a mutual understanding of, like, all right, there's some sort of attraction here.
Okay, well, that's the key, though. Attraction. Okay. Attraction. Because I think people, like, are talking over text and Instagram. So, like, you're still getting to know each other just, like, virtually.
Okay.
But then I think, like, knowing and putting out there that, hey, I'm, like, interested in you. So maybe that does constitute a date. I think I'm backtracking because I thought, I don't know.
All right. So if you're listening, give us your thoughts on what you consider something to be a date.
All right. Said Jotty knows it all.
I think the guy, if he doesn't pay, it's not really a date.
Ooh. So if he does, it's a date?
I think that's a positive indication that if he pays, all right, that's a date. Because why else are we just hanging out as friends? And I'd be like, okay, you can just like split the check and be like, all right.
Completely agree. Is there a dollar threshold though? Like if it's like not very expensive.
Yeah, if he's taking you to a fast food place, no. I mean, and he's over the age of like 15, it's not a date. Like if you're in your 20s and you're working, no. And if you take me to a fast food restaurant, I don't constitute that as a date.
Yeah. No. I think if I get dressed up, not even dressed up, if I put mascara on, I think it's a date.
Okay, all right. But then you could just be overly dressy.
No, for me, it's like, if I thought about my outfit a couple times, I think it's a date. And I think every girl out there would think the same thing. If you're figuring out what you're going to wear, you think it's a date. It's not just like meeting up.
Okay. So. I feel like good indication if he pays.
Okay.
If it's in the evening time, so if it's definitely like dinner or later, that would be like, okay that would constitute a date. And I think if you made intentional plans to be like, okay, let's plan this out. Like if it wasn't a spontaneous thing, but it was like you talked one night and they're like, oh, hey, how about tomorrow we go grab dinner together?
Oh, well, yeah.
There you go. That's a date. Okay. I don't know. These young kids nowadays, you don't know.
Well, we're they're not like really that young. We're like, not I young. Am not that young. I don't know what's going on. I think it's just virtual life.
Like, I think when Jason and I first went out, we knew it was a date. Because he's like, oh, I'm going to give you a tour and show you around because I just moved back to Lancaster.
He was going to give her a tour of her hometown. Okay.
Which I thought now. Well, no, my parents knew him. Because if I did know him, I'm like, he could have been some psycho and just killed me and hid my body somewhere.
But that's because somebody knew him, too.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think it also makes a difference if you know the person ahead of time and you've never really hung out, but then now you're going to start. I feel like that's maybe it could not be a date if you've known each other. But if you don't know the person at all and you make an appointment to meet up. Mm-hmm. I think that's a date.
Yeah.
Because you have no context for that person. Like, you're not just randomly getting together.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. And I wonder if guys think as much about, is it a date or is it not a date as much as, like,
I think they think more about, like, it's not a date. Like, in their mind, they're just like, this is not a date.
And they hope the girl isn't psycho.
And they just hope, yeah. So, they're not thinking about it as much. They're just assuming the girl knows it's not a date.
Yeah. It's so much easier to be a man.
Is it? Well, yeah, probably. We think too much. Our brains are just constantly going. So, okay.
All right. I think that's our discussion on is it a date. We welcome any thoughts on when to know if it's a date or not a date.
I think Nikki. Katie's not the only person in here. There's someone else. So add comments if you think
you're
that's
a
why. Okay. Katie, we're in my house. She just said, where are you?
Oh, she doesn't know what your house looks like?
Wait,
she would be sharing that online. That should be another topic. Why do people put all their business hours?
No one knows where I live. If you know where I live, it's because I've given you the address before. But I don't think it's a big deal. It's my house. Like,
I guess.
I don't think you can, like, geo-track me on this Facebook Live thing, can you?
I don't know.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't tag. I didn't put the place where we are at. So no videos. Well, if I die, tell my story, people.
We've already mentioned death twice on this thing. Not good.
I know. Oh, man. Oh, we're God. So dark and morbid people. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not much. I don't know. Are you afraid of death? Man, now we're getting deep.
Yeah, I don't think anyone ever really wants to go, to be honest. Like, who wants to know that they're leaving people behind? But then I do think, like, well, once you die, you don't feel anything else, so you can't be sad after that.
That is true.
Like, leading up to it.
Yeah. I think I at least want to try to, like, I don't want to have any regrets, like, when I die. I think that's probably people's, like, most, like, their fear of, like, man, I didn't accomplish or do everything that I wanted to do, and now my time is over.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, though, like, there's certain things in life, though, that you can control. So, at this point, I feel like I don't have regrets. I feel like I've done a lot of things that, like, are in my control. So, obviously, like, getting married and having kids, though, like, I can't really control that as much. So, at this point, I've talked about death a lot lately.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Sorry. I should have laughed.
So, I'm like, if God wanted to take me today, I'd probably be like, I mean, I don't really have a choice. Who could take me? But it's like, okay. I don't have any regrets as far as, like, I wish I would have done this and this. That was in my control. Now, yes, like, I don't want to die. I would like to get married and have kids.
Okay. And I think people know that you love them and you cared about them and you've loved people well.
Yeah.
Like, I think I also wouldn't want to die, like, and have people wonder, wow, did, like, she really love us? Or me dying thinking, wow, did people really care about me or like, love me? Or did I leave an impact?
Ooh, the other way around. Did people love me?
I'm already dead. I don't care. Well, I mean, I hope my family would. Like, random strangers, I'm kind of like, ah. But I'm hope. I mean, yeah. I feel like if I died today, yeah, I knew my husband loved me, that Jason loved me, that my daughter loved me, that my church family loved me, that you loved me.
I do.
My parents.
I do. Nikki, I love you. I'll tell you that.
I love you too.
Oh my gosh.
But no, other than that, I'm kind of, and I don't really want a long funeral. I was talking about this to someone the other day. Like, I don't want a long funeral. Like, you know, just bury me. If you want to say some nice words,
really?
Okay. You don't have to.
I told my mom I wanted a dress rehearsal funeral.
What is a dress rehearsal funeral?
I want to see who shows up at my funeral.
Are you serious?
Wait, I mean, obviously I would never do that, but it would be so interesting to know who shows up to your funeral.
But how would you plan this? People know you're not dead.
It's like,
you fake your own death,
like,
and then see who shows up?
No, I don't know how you would plan it, but I wish, so like, to get a little, not deep, but like, my mom's brother passed away, and I feel like he probably didn't know how many people really loved him.
Okay.
And it was amazing to me how many people showed up at his viewing, at his like funeral and stuff. Like, the amount of people was crazy, and the things that people had to say about him. And I really wish he just would have known that. Mm-hmm. And I sat there and I was like, man, I wish I could see who would show up and okay. the things they would say about me.
Okay.
And maybe it's because we don't say things. I think we realize in those situations, we don't say things that we really should mm-hmm. while we're alive. And then we kind of like yeah. think about it. Hence maybe why I'm talking about death a lot lately.
I did watch a TV show where a person for their birthday, they did like, for the birthday theme was their funeral. And then that was their like focus on of wanting to see people show up and what they would say about them and like their life.
How did this work? I mean, basically,
like,
that's what
like
I could
theme.
Do.
Like, yeah. For your 40s.
Was there a casket?
Yeah. This was like a TV show. So it was like, yes, he got like a casket and he had like, he planned the funeral. He had his like family and friends like get up like they would say words to like see what they would say.
I don't think I could do that. My dad would kill me. And then I would really
that
be done.
That is kind of creepy.
My dad would be like, Jahida. No.
You know one person who I know would have a lot of people at their funeral?
Oh.
Jason. I thought about this for my husband when he died.
Why?
He's like, this one thing that I'm jealous of him about is he makes like friends like really easy. And people just like love him. He's an easily lovable person. Mm-hmm. So I'm like thinking, I'm like, dang, we're going to have to rent a big space for his funeral.
Oh my God.
Like, and it's going to have to be a long one because people are going to want to say stuff.
Well, you need to cut that list. You need to make a list.
So I feel like
you and Lily, that's about it. Move it on.
I'm like, he would be loved. I'm gonna be jealous of his funeral. I think a lot of people would show up.
You don't think you'd have a lot of people at your funeral? That no,
I don't
you
know.
Totally would.
I think so. I don't know. I think so.
You're lovable.
Lovable?
Yes.
Lovable. People,
she's
am lovable. I lovable?
Yeah. I think. Yeah. I don't know. I want to know who shows up.
You
want to
know? All right. Okay. Interesting.
But maybe that's a deeper issue. Like, maybe I need to know now who would show up because
of
some of the reasons.
Okay. Or I was like, do you think that's because you need, like, well, I think everyone at a certain point needs validation. And maybe that's why, I know we're doing Facebook Live here. Like, so many people want to do reality TV shows or, like, why social media has blown up. Because people are just hungry for validation and knowing that they are loved.
I would agree with that. And, like, maybe the actions behind it. Like, I know there's, like, people in my life that love me. Like, my parents love me. I don't know that we always say it, though, all the time as well. Like, I know without a shadow doubt my parents love me. I think my brothers love me. No, I know they love me. But we don't say it a lot. And mm-hmm. it goes against that, like, validation. Yeah, I would think so.
And I think most people know that we're Christ followers. And I think that's, like, the biggest impact where, like, knowing God makes a difference in your life. And when you know him and are secure in his love for you, like, I don't know how my life would be without it. Because, yeah, I think you would be constantly searching for validation and true love from, like, other people. And I think knowing Christ and being secure in his love, like, helps to be, like, not so hungry for that validation from everyone else, for everywhere else.
How would you describe, like, that sense of security of his love? Like, is there a way to describe it? Because I guess, to be brutally honest, like, sometimes I feel like I don't really feel that. And then maybe you do feel that sense of, like, I need a little bit of validation. And, like, human validation. Mm-hmm. Like, I know he's our Heavenly Father, but he's not tangible. Like, we can't see him. We can hear him. And, like, in the stillness of his voice, we can. But that tangible, like, human interaction, like, tangible affection, words, like, to your face. I feel like that's a huge part of like being a human and feeling that sense of love.
Yeah, most definitely. Like, I think, you know, if God wanted us to be like lonely people, it's like, all right, he would stop with Adam and Eve, mm-hmm. or he would have just stopped with Adam. Like, he definitely created us for a relationship. And so I think that's why it's important too, why people should share like with their family members and friends and be intentional about like saying, I love you, I appreciate you, especially, you know, during this pandemic. Like, I think now more than ever, people realize the need for human connection. So you definitely need that human validation and needing to hear from friends and family members. Mm-hmm. So people, you know, text happy birthday, check in on one another, reach out to people. I think like knowing and I think that's why it's so important daily as like a believer of God, and if you call yourself a Christ follower, of constantly having time with him by, you know, reading the Bible. I think that's what's so important, because it's easily to be like, man, I just don't feel love today, or I don't feel God's love today. And God shows us his love definitely by speaking through other people, but also as we read his word and as he speaks to us. And I think reading his word and just getting that daily reminder by what his word says helps to be like, okay, wow, like I'm loved by this big, perfect, constant, eternal God. And so that will kind of get you, that kind of just gives you a security and a confidence. But it's definitely something you need, I think, reminded of every day. Anyone who tells you, oh no, I never need that reminder, is lying. Mm-hmm. Like, I think everyone goes through self-doubt at some point in their lives. So
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that was like 10 minutes of serious. I know. Real fast.
Boom, boom, boom. No. People need like serious talk, and I think sometimes people like in their minds, I don't know, that's one of the things I preach about our friendship, that we can have like deep talks. We don't always have to, but we can.
Yeah, it's usually me. Nikki, I need you.
I think I've grown to be open and vulnerable.
You have done a really good job, I will
Thank
say
you. I try.
I will say, I was wondering, like, I was gonna ask, like, so we've known each other for almost 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Because we met in 2002 and I think August or September. So it's going to be 20 years.
Yeah.
We didn't have a party.
I know.
Okay. But I was wondering, like, what's one thing you would say is different from you over the past 20 years?
I think definitely being about more open and vulnerable. Mm-hmm. It's been different. Yeah, just trying to share my like heart and feelings with people. I'm trying to think what
else. No, that's okay. That's good.
I think even the decision to get married and have kids. Like, if I were to go back and ask my, like, 18 or 20-year-old self, oh, are you going to, like, be married and have kids one day? I'd have been like, I don't know. We'll see what happens. So I think that's definitely.
I thought she was going to be the last one. The first one.
That is definitely changed, of like just that desire of wanting to be married and have kids and just being less selfish, I think. What about you? What's changed?
I'm the opposite, because I'm an open book. Like, if you know me, I'm pretty much sharing my heart all the time. I'm probably like too much on this thing too. But it's been knowing when to kind of not keep to myself, but like learning how to be okay with myself, like, and by myself. So like, we live together. I think like when we first lived together, I was like, we need to do everything together. And Nikki doesn't do everything. She's like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm just going to go to sleep. And I'm like, okay. So I quickly learned, like, I had to, like, pivot and be able to spend time by myself. That's been the biggest thing. 20 years ago, I probably was like, no way am I going to do something by myself. Now I'm like, okay. Like, I've learned how to like it. I don't love it, but I've learned how to, like, be okay by myself and not stop living my life because I have to do something by myself. Totally the opposite. So I thought I would be married for sure, and I have kids already. This sucker thought she was not gonna be married, and now we're flip-flopped. But God knows why everything happens.
That is true. I was telling that someone the other day. That's because I was at lunch with someone else, and I was talking about you and how I was going to visit you.
Popular.
You are popular. And how, that our lives seem kind of reversed, and how you might start your life and think you're on one trajectory, and here's where I'll end up, and just, the different, like, twists and turns your life can take. And learning to be thankful about that and not necessarily, like, regret of, like, oh, man, I wish I would have gone here or done that. So,
That's hard to learn, though. That takes, like, a lifetime. I feel you're always learning that, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or knowing if you need to change something about your life, about taking, like, having the courage and get up and, okay, take that change. Which I was trying to convince my husband to let me take that change to get my nose pierced today, but He told me I'm past my prime for a nose piercing. Am I past my prime for a nose piercing? I'm not 40 yet. I just turned 37. Let me know what y'all think.
There's no prime for sticking a hole in your nose. Who cares? I don't see that. I mean, we actually were going to do it today. And my mom's probably hearing this now. We were going to get a nose piercing. But I think New York State and Cuomo isn't letting anybody put a hole in your nose right now.
You can't. Stupid COVID.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Did you call the place?
Like, I did call the place. The one that said not. Now, I'm sure we could find some sketchy, like, back of the alley place to get a nose.
No, I need my nose. I need my nose. No, can't do that.
I feel like something small, like a diamond stud, could be like understated. Why did my little brother just say I'm in the middle life crisis? At least that's cheap. A nose piercing is like $40. Now, if I said I wanted to get some sort of Porsche or something,
that's an expensive
life crisis. Now with these kids trying to dirty up my car, I've like determined I can now not get a luxury car until we have no more kids and they're out of house.
I just got my Beamer. I mean, I guess that's, I don't know if that's luxury, but
it is.
Luxury that's coming on my bank account every month. And I let my nephews eat hotcakes with syrup and sausages McGriddles.
They're older now.
They're boys, so I give them, like, I'm like, this is the drill. You need to clean that up. But yeah, how are you going to tell them no, they can't eat?
I don't want to be worried about something falling in my car and the food getting on. I will be upset.
It's materialistic. That's upset. One thing I've learned too over time. I'm like, you just wipe it off.
No.
It's just materials.
Mm-mm, I can't. I will be upset.
I'm like, whatever. Which 10 years ago, I probably would not say that. I was like, nope.
Oh, I guess your friend Katie says she's waiting for you to show up with an elementary ring.
A nose ring. Yeah. We'll see, Katie. Well, now I can't do it. I think we probably would have done it today.
I think we probably would have done it. Unless, no, if my husband was adamant about it, I would not have got, I would not have gotten it if he was just like, absolutely, like, no, I prefer that you didn't. Which I think is a testament of our marriage and something that's lacking in marriages today. Now I'm
going to another serious conversation.
Oh, my transition! Like, so I think the reason why marriages today don't last is because people, I don't know, they don't grasp the concept of a marriage is going to be compromise and sacrifice. And sometimes people look at that today of like, oh, I shouldn't have to lose myself or like give up what I want. But it's like, hello, you are now married to someone else. Mm-hmm. Yes. Like part of that is giving up what you want. And it's not about me being less of a woman or not being independent. It's okay. I love him enough to respect and honor his decision. Mm-hmm. And I know he would do the same thing mm-hmm. for me. Mm-hmm. So if he was absolutely adamant about it, I would not have gotten it.
So basically Cuomo and Jason ruined.
Yes. The I'm going to put Jason first. It was okay. Jason first. Babe, your no was the top determinant. And then it was Cuomo.
I feel like I finally had the confidence to actually do that.
I would have supported.
Like the last couple years I have like talked about it at work or like told my boss or my dad, which I don't know why I'm 36. I shouldn't be worried about what my dad thinks, but he's like, Jahida, no. But, and I was like, my sister-in-laws have them, but, and today would have been the day.
I would have supported you. I think they're pretty cute. But you know what? Also, power for praying mom. When I was 18, I really wanted one. And my mom, she was like dead set against it. And I was like, but mom, I really want to get one. She's like, well, when you turn 18, you can go get it.
Really?
Because you'll go pay for it. So I got it. I took one of my friends from high school. I got it. That thing was in for about a week and then I knocked it out and I never put it back in.
I'm just afraid of it getting infected.
Yeah, just clean it. You'll be all right.
Yeah, I guess not. It's not going to work. Doesn't matter. I can just turn my camera off too.
There you go. And if it's small enough, they wouldn't really notice.
Yeah. I would have showed up at church tomorrow with a hole in my nose. Okay. So is this what we're talking about? Deal breakers now?
Oh, yes. There you go. Y'all, okay. Let you introduce that next topic.
Deal breakers.
What deal breaker? So for those of you who don't know, a deal breaker is defined as something that this person, if they did this, the relationship is off.
Is it something they did or even like something, I guess, like, do you consider deal breakers like before you even date somebody? Are there deal breakers and who you would date and then there's deal breakers after?
I think so. I think you could have both. Like there might be like, yeah, deal breaker before like who you would date and like, yeah, afterward. I think so. Like for me, this might seem superficial. If he was one of those people who wanted to, if it was a guy who wanted to dye his hair like a bunch of crazy colors, that's a deal breaker.
That's just not even attractive.
Well, some people, they're like, oh, you know, that's creative, that's artistic. It's just not me.
I think deal breakers change over time for sure.
I agree.
I don't know if I have any, I guess a deal breaker for me is like, obviously like they have to be serving the Lord and have like the same faith. And then I guess I don't know, but like preferences and deal breakers are two different things too.
Yeah, that is true.
Like, I want to be physically attracted to the person, because if I can't stand to look at them, it's a deal breaker.
But that's gonna change over time.
Why? No, I don't feel like it should change. Oh, their physical appearance is gonna change. Appearance. Oh yeah. But yeah. Like, I shouldn't have to like be okay with wanting to date somebody I'm not physically attracted to, I don't think.
That's true, but I feel like maybe it's just because me, because I'm not a huge, like, to me, I'm a big personality, like, attraction person. Not to say that I'm above looks, but like, I don't know, I really have to be attracted to someone's personality, because I'm like, all right, you could be a pretty face, and I'll admit that, but if I don't get along well with your personality, I'm just kind of like, what am I going to tell you? Shut up, don't talk, let me just look at you. Like,
no, I know, but like, I feel like, okay, I guess I am, like, a little vain in that. Like, I want to be physically attracted to the guy. Like, I gotta, like, want to be around you to get to know you.
Okay.
I feel like I know guys who are not maybe on the scale of, like, attractiveness the best. But, like, if they can win a girl over their personality, I see that. But the guy has to be willing to do that and, like, forthcoming. And, like, actually pursue the girl, too.
Okay.
So, that only happens, I feel like, if the guy pursues the girl. But if you're just not good looking and you're not going to pursue me, then nothing's ever going to happen.
Oh, hi, Pastor Melissa. She said body odor, deal breaker.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Well, a grown man should not be smelling.
That is true. But they need to learn that habit. Teenage boys need to learn that habit. Women want guys who smell good. So,
yeah. Katie, smelling good. Katie knows what I'm talking about. Oh, man. When you, okay, so in our culture, Puerto Ricans, we give each other a kiss.
Oh,
like,
yes,
so in church, we're always kissing, but not like that, but like, oh man, if a guy comes in for like the friendly kiss and they smell so good. Yeah.
That is true. I do love.
I
got Jason Cologne for Valentine's Day. Cause yes, I love a good scent is important. I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
So body odor, definitely a deal breaker.
Body odor. Katie, do you have any deal breakers? I don't know if she's still in there. Probably not.
I don't know if I have. I'm trying to think if I had any other ones. Like,
Well, how about kids? Like, I guess, like, that's a pretty big deal breaker. Like, having kids. Do you want kids? Do you not want kids?
Yeah.
Again, like, I feel like 10 years ago, I probably was like, I for sure want kids. Now I'm like,
yeah.
Not that I don't want them, but I'm not like hell bent on having one.
Okay. That probably would have been a deal breaker for me. Because when Jason and I first started seeing each other, when I was younger, I wasn't quite sure if I wanted to have kids. So I was kind of like, if you're like definitely like, yes, I want to have kids, that probably would have been like a deal breaker. Because I was just honest with him. I'm like, at this point, I really don't know if I want to have kids. So if you're kind of like, I definitely do. Yeah, probably like.
To be honest.
Yeah.
So would you not date that person anymore then? Or like, would you leave it up to them to decide if they still wanted to date you?
I would have left it up to him. Okay. I would have been like, listen, this is where especially because I was in the middle. If I was adamant to be like, no, I think I probably would have ended it. Cause I wouldn't have wanted like someone to give up like something big of them just for me. Cause I feel like that regret will come back and kind of like bite you.
But shouldn't that be their choice?
It could, but you know, when you're young, when you're in love, then sometimes you're not thinking clearly and you think today, oh, I'll be fine with not having kids. And then 10 years down the road, like my mind didn't change, but now you're starting to feel some type of way.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a dangerous.
I know. It's really sad. I think I realized that was probably not a deal breaker for me. So Nikki made me do a stupid online dating app. And you know what? I did it for you people out there. Because I don't want to do that. But
out of your comfort
zone. I had to get... No, it wasn't my comfort zone. It was because I'm tired of people telling me, put yourself out there. I'm like, what does that mean? Especially in the Christian context. Like, I don't know what that means. I'm not going to a bar. I'm not going to a club. So where else am I going to put... Nikki wanted me to take an art class to get myself out there. Whatever. But anyways, I did the online thing. And that's one of the questions was like, do you want kids? And I was like, that was for the first time that I was like... What do I put? Like, it was like, yes, no, or maybe. I think I put maybe. And I was like, ooh, that was like eye-opening.
Okay, yeah.
But.
Reggie, you're a hot mess. Thinking about dubbing your wife. You better not let go, Lisa. She's a keeper. You married up.
Whoopsies.
Love you, Lisa. Love you too, Reggie. But I think I love Lisa more.
All right, what other deal breakers? Can you think of any?
You know, I don't know.
I mean, you don't have to think about that. You're already married.
So I'm trying to think back when I like when Jason and I were first together and like some of the questions that we would like ask each other. So this might have been I think the deal breaker was him being okay with my ambition and my career. So I think that would have been a deal breaker. Like, I think, like, I made it very clear at the time the job that I had was demanding. I was traveling. I loved what I did. And just him being okay if that's something that I want to continue to do.
How about how much money you made?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
In that sense, too. Like, yes. And the undertone in that, too. Like, she was making good money. So, do you have a problem with that?
Yeah. We talked about that, too, to make sure, like, that he was okay with that. That would have been a deal breaker. Like, some guys just, you know, wouldn't be okay with that.
They can't handle it.
Right.
Some would call it that you're unapproachable.
Not that you've had that experience.
Me, never. They'd say, oh, you're unapproachable. I don't think it's unapproachable. It's intimidation.
Yes. I think that for some guys that's intimidating. You know, I'm very lucky and very fortunate. So Jason and I went through this like marriage class with our pastors. And at some point during the training, I had told him, I'm very fortunate that he gives me a lot of freedom. Like, I don't think I could have married someone with my personality. It definitely would have worked out. That my husband is a pretty easygoing guy, unless it's something that he really like stands for. So in that respect, I'm thankful that, yeah, a lot of things don't bother him. Not that he didn't have to like work through, okay, yes, this is what my wife does, this is her personality, but like he's handled it pretty well. And so if a guy couldn't handle what I did or if I like made more than him or whatever, yeah, that would have been a deal breaker.
Yeah.
But I like nice things. I like name brand toilet paper, people.
Oh, I thought you were saying purses, because yeah, she likes that,
that
too.
That is also too.
It's not as expensive. Toilet paper's cheaper.
And I hope, like, that's one example that I hope, like, we set for my daughter. Like, she's pretty straightforward in her opinions and, you know, is a smart girl. And so I hope when she, you know, if she grows up and gets married, that she'll marry a man who will love those parts of her personality and be okay with, she has a strong personality and is determined.
I think my parents are hoping that, too. Sometimes I wonder, like, I am the way I am because I know my parents wanted me to be strong and, like, I am independent. I'm more independent than my brothers, which is crazy. I'm not going to lie. And like, I know they wanted the best for me, but then sometimes I actually think the opposite, like, oh, like, because I am this way, is it a reason why then I have a hard time finding someone? Because there aren't a lot of guys out there, especially I think in our culture, who are comfortable with like a woman being independent, a woman making more money than them. Like, I don't know. So sometimes I'm like, oh man, I turned out too good. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but it's like, especially in our culture, it's just like, and I think you are labeled like certain things as soon as like you're independent. I mean, my gosh, having my own house and like doing everything on my own at such a young age, it's like, it's almost like,
I think that tide is changing. It probably has a lot to do with how we grew up and how women were portrayed in society and media. But I think now as like more women are in the workforce and just the movement of women being equal, like I think the plus side of that is, you know, hopefully like our daughters won't have to struggle with it. And if I ever have a son, like I would teach him like, all right, like you need to be okay with, yes, if you marry a woman who might make more than you, who might be smarter than you, who might be more athletic than you, and she might need to be okay with, okay, if you're a better cook than her or baker, whatever, like, you know, I know, so alive, man. Yes, I would be perfectly fine if my husband cooked better than me.
Well, we will see if times change. I don't know. I don't know if like overall in the world is probably changing culturally. I don't know if in the Hispanic culture is changing that much.
That's true. Yeah, and even in like the Black culture. Yeah, like,
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that now.
Machismo is a big thing.
Yeah. I saw Naisha just joined. Being is macho. Machismo a big thing? I think so. It still exists. I don't think my brother, well, Jeremy is a little bit like that. Jose, not so much.
And I think to a certain point that it's okay. Like, I'm not saying me as a woman, I want to replace a man. Like, to me, a woman, I still, like, I appreciate the security that I have in my husband of, like, that you will always be there for me. Like, if there's something that I need, like, that you will figure it out, that you're still that protector and covering over us. Like, just like the Bible says, that you'd be willing to lay down your life for me. Like, me as a woman, I still appreciate that. And I get security out of knowing, like, dang, he would go to the ends of the earth, like, for me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I don't want to be independent forever.
Yeah. Or sit through Les Mis with me.
You made him watch it.
So, funny story, okay? I don't think our pastor's watching. So, when Les Mis, the movie, first came out, like, our pastor texted me and my husband and another couple of ours, like, oh, do you guys want to go to the movie and see go to the movies and watch this? in my mind, I knew what it was. I'm like, I don't think any of these people understand what Les Mis is. And that it's a musical and it's long. So they were like, sure. So I told my husband, like, Jason, this is a musical. It's going to be probably like 3-hour movie. Are you sure you want to do this? I wanted to see it. So he was like, yeah, we got there.
It did not go well.
They were like, what is this?
I was like, you should have warned them all.
I wanted to watch everybody's reaction.
Oh my god.
It's not my favorite either. Like, I enjoy musicals. Les Mis, I'm not really all about historical kind of like dramas. I'm not too much into history. So it's kind of like, eh. I don't like it though. Hamilton, yes, I loved. I thought it was dope.
I didn't finish it.
You didn't finish it?
No.
I don't know. Sacrilegious.
I couldn't keep up with like trying to read the subtitles. I needed the subtitles, okay. But I couldn't understand all the words.
Okay.
They were singing too fast.
You're old. They and then acting too fast.
I guess I'm getting old. Yeah. And then I was like, okay. And then you know what happened? I started like Googling stuff to learn the history.
Okay.
And I started getting ahead of the thing. And I was like, okay, I already know what happens. Right. I was like, I'm done.
Darn it. I already know that he dies.
I was like, yep, I'm done. But yeah, that's how you know your old teacher Googling stuff. Like, and you're just like, I'm going to read the history of it. And then you nerd out.
That is true. And you want to find out if it's all true. Okay, why doesn't Facebook Live show a timer? I have no idea how long we've
been
talking.
We've been going for...
Again, this is why like
technology.
People over the age of 25 should be doing this.
35 minutes.
That's kind of long.
Okay, do you want to do the last topic?
Oh yeah, what was it? I don't even know what our last topic was.
Okay. Are you a read receipt text person or a delivered text person? And what can you tell about a person if they are a read receipt text person or a delivered text person?
Okay.
What are you?
I am a read receipt. So I have my read receipt on. I like to know that people have read the text that I have sent them.
Do you like for them to know that you've read their text?
I don't mind.
Ooh,
I
but mean, both matter.
I mean, I'm going to be honest.
You
all
can't
right?
be one and then not the other.
I'm going to say yes. If I want to read yours, you can read mine.
Okay,
just don't get fair. Offended if I don't respond right away.
Oh, see? Yeah. No, I'm the same way. Okay. I think they can read mine. But it drives me crazy when someone doesn't respond to a text message. And I know they read it. That crap pisses me off.
But people have lives.
What are you saying? I don't have a life?
No,
no, but I just want a response.
They gotta respond to you that instant.
No, but like not like hours after.
I can see being upset if like they don't respond to you and then you see that they like a post or something you did.
Oh no, but see that's why I don't have Facebook or Instagram. I can't be doing that stuff. Because the mind does do that and you start checking stuff like that and you're like, oh, were they active on Instagram? Because if they were, then they saw my text message. Blah, blah, blah. Crazy. So I got rid of that stuff. But yeah. Okay. How about this? I don't mind someone seeing if I read it. I like seeing if someone read it. I'm kind of like, okay, I know who gets back and who doesn't. If someone is a delivered though, what does that tell you about someone?
What is the I don't know what the
delivered is. So basically they don't let you see if you read their message or not. So basically like if I send someone a text message and they don't have the send read receipt on, I will never see like if they've read the message or not.
Okay.
So it's like the text went into poof.
Okay.
And then I just don't know.
Okay. Nah, I'm fine. They might not know how to turn that setting on.
That's bullcrap. Nowadays, okay, all you people know how to turn the reader seat on, and you're probably just not turning it on because you don't want someone to know if you got it because you don't want some girl asking you, did you read my thing? This is all out of gender thing. This is totally a gender thing.
You really should like start a private eye detective agency. I feel like
I am pretty good. Awesome. Yeah, I'm in the wrong field. I could, like, investigate the living crap out of somebody. But, like, I feel like guys are the ones that don't want the read receipt on.
It could be. All right, guys, comment. Do you not like having the read receipt on?
I think Reggie's the only one in here.
He might be. All right, Reggie. Do you not like having the read receipt on? You're going to represent the guy opinion. And is that because you just don't want girls stalking your every move?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Well, I feel like, but it has become an issue. Like, I know that, like, there's been, like, reports of like relationships getting into like huge arguments about like you read my message, you never responded, or so people have then turned off the read receipt to avoid like those types of questions.
See, I feel like that's
this is
insecurity.
Like a big deal.
I feel like
but okay, but you're also married, like.
But even if I like, it's only okay if it happens like repeatedly. Like, if I'm constantly, like, the only times I will get mad is if I really need something from Jason.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's like, oh, you didn't answer my text. I'm trying to figure out, oh, I wanted you to pick something up or, like, do this. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
I feel like,
The read, receive versus delivered, I guess, is in the context of people who are single. Because I feel like it makes so much of a difference.
But I think that's like, my personality. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
My dad, I don't care. He has delivered. I don't need to know if he saw my message or not. My mom, don't care. Someone that I may be dating. Oh, Reggie said I'm spot on. Thank you. It's a guy thing, and it's only if you're single. Like, I'm sure my sister-in-laws don't care if my brother's got their text messages. When you're single, and, like, this is crazy how technology, like, skews people's emotions, or, like, mm-hmm. your emotions can go into overdrive for something so small mm-hmm. like that. So that's another thing I've had to learn, to just, like, chill. Like, mm-hmm. it's fine. And I almost like it then. If I send somebody a text and it just says delivered and doesn't have the read receipt, it's better served that it's that way. Because if I know that he got it, then not good.
I just feel like, like, I think people just need to chill sometimes. Like, I think as women, we just read so much into, like, did he see it? Why didn't he respond back away? And yes, if a guy is playing that game, then it's better you find out on the beginning of it. In the words of Ariana Grande, thank you, next.
Like, what does that mean?
That was her song where, like, she dated, it was a song about her exes. And she's like, she learned something from each of them and then was like, moved on. I don't know. I'm just like, okay, if you don't want to, maybe it's just I'm also the personality, like, I'm straightforward. Like, don't play games. I will text you. If you don't instantly respond, I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, I'm not going to take that as there's something wrong, like, with me. It's like, all right.
No, I agree. It's not something wrong with you, but, like, there could be something wrong with them.
Maybe. What if they were in an accident and now they're in a ditch somewhere?
Nine times out of ten, if they're not responding.
And wouldn't you rather find that about that now, that if they're not responding? Now, I'm going to talk, you know, get firm with the men. Just be honest and tell a girl that you're not interested in. So I would say that's where I'd be upset. Of, like, rather than just ghosting you. Do you know what ghosting means?
Okay. Yes, I know what ghosting is. I'm not that old. I do. And I think it is a little bit of ghosting. Like, well, ghosting, I feel, is there a certain amount of time that goes by that considered ghosting? Like, if it's like, if I send someone a text message and they take... Or is ghosting permanent?
Well, yeah, if they're like...
If they never consistently.
Like, okay. Not respond to you, yes. I feel like, okay, if you send, like, let's see.
Well, no, like, I don't send more than one message. Okay. And then it's like, if they don't want to respond.
There you go. Yeah. But, I mean, something could have happened. Like, sometimes things happen. And, like, maybe they didn't get a chance. Maybe they're working. They can't respond right away. Maybe they dropped their phone in the toilet. And now... I mean,
you know what? All. Thank the Lord you're not in the dating world.
I guess, baby. Maybe.
But you know what? I think you would be fine because you are pretty much like, I don't really care. Me, I'm like, it's like so emotional.
But because you know, my perspective is like, you know, how many people was there? 6-7 billion people in the world. Like, every person you meet isn't going to be the one for you. And it's not like you take that as a personal, there's something wrong with me. When you think about, well, okay, there's 7 billion people in the world. The chances are this first person I meet is going to be the one that God has for me. It's pretty slim. And it's not like there's something wrong with me. It's just, okay, we're just not a fit. And so then you just kind of like move on. So I think when you put it in that perspective of, there's a lot of people in this world, I'm probably not going to meet the first person that's going to be the one for me. And it's not that there's something wrong with me or them. It's just, hey, we're just not meant to be.
You're such a practical thinker. I don't even know how we're friends sometimes. Because I am so not like that. I mean, I can be very practical for like matters other than the heart. But when it comes to matters of the heart... My rational just goes right out the window. Matters of the heart. But I feel like, especially being a Christian, though, I think that's where the pressure is, though, like, because you know that, like, that pool, we always talk about that pool, right? It's like, mm-hmm. here's the pool of men, here's the pool of Christian men that have their ish together, and maybe, like, a Hispanic Christian man that has his ish together.
And then it's living, like, in Rochester!
It's like nothing. So it's like, mm-hmm. so you do hope. I think I like have lived with a lot of hope that, like, yeah, maybe with every person that I do meet, I do hope mm-hmm. that, like, this is the person, because it's like, I know the reality of it being like super like small.
Yeah.
Where if I was like dating anybody, then I guess I could have them. I'd have an easier time having that mentality if I knew I was like dating a ton of people and like putting myself out there in that sense. But I think even people in the world, like, there's tons of podcasts just on dating and how, like, mm-hmm. there's dating fatigue and it's exhausting. And that's people in the world that have, like, endless possibilities, and they're not, their standards aren't, I mean, maybe they still can have standards, I guess, too, but
dang.
They're not as, like, do you know what I mean? So, like, it's easier to have that mentality, I feel like, when you know that there's more options. But then I guess that we should trust in the Lord. So I have that I should be leaning on too.
So maybe we'll end on that note.
Okay.
And it all comes down to trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord. I'm pretty sure I have that verse like in my office. I should be reading it every day.
Anyway, you do. Alrighty. Well, thanks guys for tuning in to our first Facebook Live video.
And we did record it as a podcast. So we're going to post it so other people can listen to it too.
There you go. Take care.
Bye. Have a good weekend. Oh my God, that was hilarious. Oh wait, I gotta...